Okay, you know another kind of cost. So, let's chat. What do we do? The Gemara in Bamitzia says, how do we know that there's no onah for all these things? The Tanur Rabbanan. The Isra of Onah is something that is, right, when you buy something from the hand of your friend, right, it's something that you pass from one hand to the other, and karka is built into the ground, and therefore that's not applicable. Okay? Says Tosos there, right? Yesham Medrash Klau Prad Klau Lot Tashik Klau Kasef Ochel Tavra Chazer Kol Ma Prad for Shdav Metaltof Guf Mamon Yatsu Karkal Shte Inem Metaltolin. I that by ribis karka is not metaltolin, and therefore there's no ribis by karka, right? And Gad Basay Archoma ribis Murahi Atuare Tira Asam Halvas Mos Al Karka, but karka be karka. After the Shari Minat Torah, he says one say that ribis by karka, if it's like you're selling karka itself, you're taking ribis on like karka for karka, that would be mutter midaraisa, or it's only also midarabanan. And the same thing would apply to the Ptura of inon, just like in ribis by karkaos, inonala karkaos, and midaraisa, there would just be no iser of ribis by karka. Okay? Tos, why I'm bringing this? Just because Tos really seems to take this kipshuto that. That just doesn't seem to like the mitzvah, just really doesn't apply. There's this tour of karka, and karka just you're allowed to midaraisa, you're allowed to take ribis on karka. Okay, that's the idea, and that's what the Gemara seems to be saying. Okay, Elamah, the Ramban points out.
I had a question on the Tosfos.
Oh,
the
yeah,
karka, so, the karka, big karka. Can what is that? What is that saying?
He's
what
talking about the case of ribis. He's talking about the parallel case of ribis, the in ribis, but the karkaos, in neshach karkaos. So he says that, wait a second, we know that there's a problem of, there's like a Gemara in Erechim that says that there is ribis by karka. He says, maybe that's if you lend money, right? You give the guy money and then he has to pay back in karka. Something like that.
Okay.
Right? So then it's really just a loan. The payment method is karka, but it's a loan of cash. But if you lend someone karka, then you demand back payment in karka, then there'd be a problem of ribis. Go.
I see.
Right, and they said, oh, midaraisa would be totally fine. Sorry, right? Midaraisa, if it's karka, the karka, there just is no ribis. Okay, now why that's also very useful is because if you're gonna say that by karka for ribis, right? Ribis, the fact that it's karka shouldn't really make any difference, right? Maybe that's why it's so important in a moment, but Tosfos' gisha here seems to be like, oh, karka is just excluded from certain dinim. It's excluded from ribis, and it'll be excluded from onah. It's just not included. Why? Because karka is just not included. That's what the Torah says. Okay? And it would be mutter midaraisa to do ribis by karka. So the same thing also can apply directly to karkas, right? The Ramban points out that when it comes to onah, though, by onah, that the pasuk is actually talking about karka, right? That's actually the context of the pasuk. Al tonu zu nas mamum yibispar shanim achar hiovel pshuto shel mikra alofana al ho na ba lahazir kishem timkar ktikne karka da kama shanim yishar hiovel, right? But about this nino amru eino na la karkaos o kana miyadu mitecha davar hanikne miyadu miyad it's, I don't get it. The pasuk is actually talking about karka. How can you say you don't know the karkaos? Says, okay, well, first of all, we could read each pasuk individually. There's like the first pasuk, the second pasuk, third pasuk, fourth pasuk. Each one's independent, and the ones about karka are not like about ona. But then he says, I think the real answer is something different. Ani choshtev od svara. And of course there's an isra of ona when you take ona, even if it's karka, right? If you overcharge, then you're over on ona. It's mefurash that ona applies to karkas. Elama, kumas here sheyiknu v'yimkeru lefi hashanim, v'lo yonu ish etachiv. But he's being mazir, he's warning you, right, that and that you can't oversell, or you can't charge for more than, let's say, the number of years that he's actually going to be able to work it until the Yovel. The Isra Ona is the baseline Isra, is the Isra Ona. You're not allowed to take Ona. The fact that you have to pay, says the Ramban, that's a chiddush. That's a separate chiddush that the Chachamim darshin. And only when it comes to the added chiyuv, not just that it's usur, but you also have to pay it back, that's where the Chachamim said, oh, the darshin, that doesn't apply to karkaos. But fundamentally, Ona totally applies to karkaos. Just that Ona doesn't have to get paid back by karkaos. Why? Why? Because people, even for more than a shtut, are willing to be mochel on the extra money for karka. It's still usher, right? But the chiv to pay back is waived because, right? Well, we'll get into that a little bit, but buying karka is very important to people. Right? Just like pachos mishtas, people are not going to be mevatel their mekach just because they were overcharged, because it was just a small amount. When it comes to karka, the same concept applies, right? When you buy a house, if you want to like buy a house in Teaneck, so you know it's super expensive, right? But you really want to buy the house in Teaneck. So even if you got overcharged, if you just decide it got bought your dream home, right, you don't necessarily want to cancel that sale, even though, right, you got overcharged for it. And there are certain types of purchases, this is basically the Ramban's idea, is that there are certain types of purchases where you're just not, really don't want to back out of the sale, even when you're really getting overcharged, even when you're getting scammed, right? Because it's just like a very important, you know, purchase for your life, for, you know, just how you see things, do things, etc. And because of that, even though it's usur to take ona, at the end of the day, it's still going to be mechila. They're still not going to waive and cancel. They're still going to waive the extra tashlum, right? So what happens is like this. According to the Ramban, Ein ona bekarkos isn't really true, right? It's in tashlume ona bekarkos. And the reason why is because really there's an isra ona. Just so happens to be people are mochel, even though it's yosem mishtos, because you bought your dream house in Teaneck and you're not willing, you're just like invested in like, you know, I decided I'm going to move to this community. I started boxing all my possessions. I decided I now am going to live in this community. I started looking to the shuls. You know, I started like introducing my kid to like all of his future friends and gone. Like, I'm just not going to back out, even though, you know, I'm being overcharged, right? It's not kashur to the ofi of bitul mekach and una, etc. It's a din in how people relate to karka. Okay, so according to the Ramban, there's really nothing special about karka. The isser totally applies. It happens to be that people's relationship with karka is different than with like some object that you just bought in the shop. On the other hand, right, shot of the Gemara, and Rashi tells us to take it. No, ain't ona by karkos is a rule. There is no ona by karka. Midoraisa, says Tosos, it seems like it's mutter. Right, it's not just that you don't have to pay. The Ramban says you don't have to pay. The Tosa says, oh, it seems like it's mutter, right? And, okay, therefore what? What's going to be our nafkamina? If bitul mekach, right, from last year, is midin ona, then ain ona lekakos, right? If more than a shtus, what we're mevatel the mekach is because, is like a din in ona lekakos is a rule, and therefore, we're going to say, in even more than a shtus ona, by karka. If you think bitul mekach is a din mekach tos, so then it should apply also to karka, because it just happens to be a mekach tos, right? And that was that Rashi that we saw over here, The Gemara said, "Ona by karka in lahem, but bito mekach yesh lemo in lahem." Right? Is when you overcharge by more than a sixth, and the mekach is bata by metaltolin by karka. What's the din? So even though we say in ona lekarkos by shtus, right? Rav Nachman says ona in lahem, but bito mekach yesh lahem, and Rashi says, right? Is bito mekach mekachtos, and then it applies, or no, right? It's just a regular din of ona, and in ona the karkas. For the Ramban, this is a totally separate, this has nothing to do with that, right? For Rashi, Rashi's saying, oh, well, in ona the karkas is a real rule about ona, right? But if mekach, if more than a shos is a mekachtos, so then mekachtos would apply to karka too. Okay? So, right, that's I could have just gone forward and said that. Right, that's Rashi. Tosfos offers another. I'm sorry, the Rain of Tam offers another option. Okay, Amar of Nachman, Hadar Amar of Chizda, Ona Imahem Bitomekach Yeshlahem. Mashmah there of Nachman, Lo Paligad of Chizda, Rabbo. It's a Vikashe. Because why? In Paramakabel, on Kfret, Amrinan, Zavan, Bereish v'shavekof, it was worth 200. He sold it for 100. Savor mina, Amar Rav Nachman, Inu na lekarkos, Alma filu bitol mekach in lahem. And Rav Nachman there says that Inu na lekarkos, and therefore even if he sold something worth 200 for 100, he undersold. There's no bitol mekach, right? But here Rav Chizda says that there is bitol mekach even by karka. So Rav Tam answers Inu na ad palga. There's a special shear by karka, double, right? If you pay overcharge by more than 100%, then there's betol mekach. Vasi shapir ad tanim hid omer af mocha behim maragos in lemona far shagamar ad kmei dimehem v'dikamar af mashm v'karkas nami islu haishira. Right? We saw earlier about like behim and karka and margolios, which are like very important to people. Those have made Rabbi Yehuda wanted to say they have a shear of up to 100%. Right, because like people really want it. Now, why on earth would you have such a shear? I mean, attend the Ramban. The Ramban says people are very attached to their karka, and therefore they are mevater on their on the fact that it's more than a shtus. The attend sheet of Rashi. Rashi says, okay, if you think bitul mekach is because of mekach tos, so there's a din of ona. Yeah, otherwise. We have a din that a drasha that ain ona lekarkos, right? Rabbi Tam says ain ona lekarkos when it's less than 100%. What's the svar for Rabbi Tam? Right? It says it's ain ona lekarkos in the shiur, in the normal shiurim, but when you get to 100% ona, then there is ona. What's pshat? And just the Ritva, similarly, just like with a little twist, brings you Shami. Mashmasha una shlish kore davar mufla. Okay, says, oh, if you overcharge by more than 50%, then there's ona, because that's davar mufla, right? That's like too extreme. What does that mean? Okay. So I think the answer is like this: for Rabbeinu Tam, I think his argument is essentially that there are two different levels or two different dinim in Bet Omekah. And this is actually Gishmek because it really solves a problem that's been bothering us for a while, which is if we think that overcharge, how does overcharging by a little bit more than a sixth equal a Mekach Tos? Right? Either say like any overcharging is Mekach Tos or not. Right? So like we were like, okay, it makes sense at some point to say mekach tos, right? But we're going to say that like from a sex? Seems a little strange. And Rabbeinu Tam's answer is in a chanan, right? Where would you say that you have an actual mekach tos? Right? So I would say like this. If you charge me double, if you charge me more than an extra 50%, right? Then I'd be like, oh, that's a mekach tos, right? As the Ritva said, that kore davar muflag, right? That's just ridiculous. Anything less than that is really gonna be midin ona. Right? So you really have three levels. Right? You have either this idea that it's like non meshamekach tos, right? From a third, from more than double, it's just actually a mekach tos gamur. More than a sixth, because it's usur, because it's ona, right? That gives you a special din of chazar sadan, of bitul mekach. That's a din of ona. So you can say there's more than a sixth is like bitul mekach mishum ona. More than double is actually a mekach tos. Okay? Similar, now, the Ramban side, the Ramban also can say, look, there's totally a din of ona when it comes to karkos. Normally, people are willing to be mevater on the extra payment, but if you had to pay more than 100% extra for your karka, that you're not going to be mochala, right? Because that's just too far. And then what ends up coming out is that the Ramban and Rinu Tam end up holding something very similar, okay? Because the Ramban says, if normally people are mochel on karka, right? Just like they're mochel less than ishtas, because people really want the karka. But if you're paying more than double, you're not going to be mochel, right? Rabbeinu Tam says, oh, there's this rule, in ona la karkos, and ona just simply doesn't apply. It has nothing to do with mechila, right? So in terms of ona, he holds the opposite of the Ramban. The Ramban holds there is ona la karkos, just as mechila. Rabbeinu Tam holds in ona la karkos, and it's mutter lechatchila midoraisa to take ona by karka. Except that if it's more than double, it's actually a mekachtos, midine mamanus reason, right? Okay, yeah, Tehila.
I can guess the answer now, but I'm just wondering.
Sorry, I can't hear you very well. It's another microphone issue, as we discussed earlier.
It's probably on my... okay, no, don't worry about it.
I can hear you a little bit better at the end there, if you want to give it a try. Want to give it a shot? No? All right. Okay, so the Ramban...
Wait, sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, so I can guess the answer here, but I'm just wondering why at least... Like, it was either Rashi or the Gemara, this idea like that even if Ona'a... Sorry, if Bitul Mekach is not part of Ona'a, we still tie it to a shtut. Is that also just part of this whole... deciding realistic proportions? Is there some sort of like borrowing structure from Ona'a? Like, I was just curious about
Mekach
that.
Or Mekach Taos?
Sorry, Mekach Taos.
Oh, okay. You have Bitul Mekach from Yosef Mishtas, right? One way to Rashi says, maybe that's because that's a really a Mekach Taos and it's not really Mishim Ona'a. Just more than a Shtos is just, you know, out of the range of reasonability, or out of the range where it's not so clear that you're being overcharged. And therefore, it's just, you know, mekach taos already, because it's obvious, it's clear that you're being overcharged, right? I think that's just like shtus is the range of like what different evaluators might argue about. Once it's beyond that, you're just being cheated. So that's a good reason to say, like, oh, then it's a mekach taos, because you're actually being cheated. Like, clearly being cheated, right? If it's like, you are, but it's not so clear, so then it's not necessarily mekach taos. If you're clearly being cheated, so then that's mekach taos gamur. That's one way to take it. The other way to look at it, right, and this is what Rabbeinu Tam saying, is no. Until, just because a shtus and above are still ona, right, and the bit of mekach is still going to be because that's part of the dinim of ona. However, at some point, you get to such an extreme discrepancy between the value and the fee and what you're paying that it's just a mekach taos, right? And that's when you're paying double. So there isn't necessarily a connection between mekach taos and shtus, and that's exactly what Rabbeinu Tam is saying. Like, you could have bitul mekach for two different reasons. One is a din in ona, and one is a din in mekach taos. When are you going to have mekach taos? So Gemara Tam says it's only really mekach tavos when it's double. Now, I would say for the Ramban isn't saying anything about mekach tavos, right? The Ramban is just a question of when you're makbid. Normally, people are makbid and not willing to be mevater on their money already from a sixth, right? But when it comes to karka, people are more forgiving and therefore they're willing to go even higher. But at some point, there's a wrath. Right, at some point there's a cutoff where just people aren't going to give in anymore. Okay, so let's see the random back. Oh yeah, Rachel, sure.
Yeah, I had a question on pretty far back. I guess for Rashi Tosfos, I'm not sure how they can read the pasuk still. Like Ramban had a really good point, and I wasn't sure if Tosfos's answer was that karka bakarka only apply. That's the only thing that the pasuk's talking about.
No, well, it's the opposite. Okay, right? Karka is even more is actually totally fine.
It's totally fine. Ribbis.
That's really about ribbis, but okay. Yeah, you're right. Turning to Rashi and Tosfos, it's very very difficult. Right, it's very very funny. Again, you could say, well, yeah, really, the Ramban suggests, well, maybe Pesukim are really talking about like they're two different things. There's Ona. Actually, it happens to me it's not so bad because if you look at the Pesukim, the Pesukim do the following split. Right? Al Todu Ishet Achiv, Mimispar Hashanim, Ar Hayovel, right?
But that's talking about Tonu. I mean,
okay. Al Todu Ishet Amitel. Now, the answer could be that the Torah is talking about like three different dinim that all tie into the same idea of you shouldn't be cheating your neighbor, right? But there are three different dinim, right? Which are, one is about metaltalin, which is ona of like shtus, whatever. The other is about karka, but that's like dafka. Where does that apply? Only by the ovel, where it would actually be like a tos without the mida mishkal dominion, because it's, you're like lying to him about the number of years. Right, which is a quantify.
Oh, okay.
It's a quantify.
So it's a very specific case.
Right. Meaning Enona Bekarkos, because here's like a good explanation of Enona Bekarkos. Let's say the one way to look at karka in general is to say karka's value is kind of immeasurable. You know, we'll just see that in a second. And that could also explain the pasuk. In a chenami, when it comes to metaltalin, you can measure its value because its market price is its value. And therefore, we can say, okay, you're charging X amount more than the market price. Therefore, right, you've now done enough. But when it comes to karka, right, it could be that you can't really put a number on its value, right? Its value is that it is the karka.
So if there was a way to do it like Yovel,
exactly. But in a case where it's not the dollar price that you're cheating, that you're deceiving him about, but about the number of years that he's going to get to use it, so then of course, then there definitely would be Ona. The concept of Ona applies, just that a dollar number doesn't. And we'll see that in a second. The Rambam says there's never ever Ona bekarkos. It just does not apply. It happens to be it's Lishitas. This works perfectly because the Rambam also says that Bittul Mekach, right, is the Mekach is Batel, but it's because of the din of Ona, right? It's Bittul Mekach, it's like the Mekach is automatically Batel, but because of Ona, not because of Mekach Tavs. So, and then the Rambam says also, Eid Ona la Karkos, that's an ironclad rule, right? Eil Dram Shein Lem Ona, Karkos Avadim Sharos, Karkos Afilu Machar Shavet Elef Bidinar. Oshav a dinar be'elef, even if it was worth $1 and you sold it for $1,000, in behenona shenemar okanam yam tachad davar nikkun meyad yatsu karkos v'yatsu avadim. Right, there is no ona b'karkos ever. Okay, all right, but why not? Right, it's so hard. Right, and the answer is look at the Hagos Maimonios. He says sha karkos hu davar hashavet kol kasef. There's a Gemara in Baba Kama that says this. Karka is real estate, right, and real estate is real. It's really inestimable, right? Now, sometimes it practically is worth a certain amount, right? But No, it's a riff. Shavu kesef malam b'shein bezdin is kaki elul nechasim sheish lanachrayes. My new karkos, my mash, my marav, barula davar shavu kol kesef. Umayhi karka de'in lahem ona. Right? Why is karka considered something that's shavu kol kesef? Because there's no ona by then. Shaminan kulu de'in lekarka lo nav lo bitol mekach. Right? Karka is just, you can't put a price on karka, essentially. Right? It's real estate. And therefore, it's just mufka from ona. And you could mima palta a little bit. You'd say, is it because it's real estate, and therefore it's like objectively mufka, or do you want to say practically, it's just its value is inestimable, right? Because it's unique. These are two different things, right? One is saying that. It, real estate objectively just functions differently, right? Avadim, shtaros, karkaos, yesh ben ma'amad miyuchad in halacha. They're just different. They're just not the same as other things in halacha because, let's say, shtaros, their value isn't the object. Their value is what they represent and what they're capable of doing for you, right? It's more, karka is karka. Its value isn't however much you could buy it for, right? It's part of the world. Right? So therefore, it just has a totally different status in halacha. And practically, it's not really something that you can totally put a dollar sign on. You can buy it, but it's not really what it's worth. On the other hand, like a slightly different way to say this, and this might be more what Dagos, Mamunias, and the Riff were saying, is every piece of karka is unique, right? And if you buy karka and then you have it forever, so then you have it forever, right? And it could, you know, its value could be, you know, could be immense. So something that just stays and lasts forever and you could do so many things with, right? And it's so unique. Like if you want to live next to your friends in Teaneck, so that one house that's for sale in Teaneck is just worth a ton, even though, right, it's like way above market value because it's a unique location, right? Every location is unique. Whereas we say location, location, location. Right, you said it 3 times, so it's got to be true. So there are two approaches saying like this karka is just unique, right? Either practically because everyone's unique and you just can't really put a dollar price on it practically, or fundamentally, no, it's real estate. It has this different status in halacha, and therefore, in ona lekarkos is not because the concept of ona doesn't apply ethically, but practically, right? Ona as a dollar sign doesn't apply. When will it apply? The pasuk tells us when mitaltalin it's about the dollar price in karka it's about mispar shanim ad yovel, right? Because it's not about, you can't do it by the dollar price. So even though the fundamental concept applies, right, the dollar sign it doesn't apply, and that's gufo kind of what the Torah what the Torah gives you these different examples because this is the same ethical concept being applied to different financial and practical circumstances. Okay, just 1 second to like sum up these shitos. So you have two basic approaches, right? You have yesh ona bekarkos, right? But there's no way to evaluate it, which is kind of the Hagos on Munios' approach, right? Ona really applies, just there's no way to put a dollar price on karka. Or there is, it's just people are always mochel, that's the shita of the Ramban, because people really want the karka, right? On the other hand, there's a shita now that you don't know the karkos. The Rambam, it's because fundamentally you don't know the karkos. Rabbeinu Tam says there's you don't know the karkos, but if it's double, then the mekach is bata midin mekach tos, not because of ona. And Rashi, right, says goof for that, right? That's the question of the Gemara. Is mekach, bito mekach because of mekach tos or ona? Is a question of ha'im, is there or is there not bito mekach by karkos? But fundamentally, when it comes to the Isser of Ona, Ona just does not apply to Karka. Okay? So, if you think that Yosef Rishtos is a Mekach Taos, right? So then, you could apply it to Karka, right? Ben Tam says, Dafka when it's double, right? Or say, well, it's Mekach Taos, but maybe Mekach Taos doesn't apply to Karka just because Karka's never a toss because it's just so great and so fantastical and magical, right? Right. Some pieces of karka really are magical. And No. There's also this sheet that no. Yosef Mishnah really did an omna and nothing to do with Bitol Mekach. And then what happens? The Rambam says, and therefore, karka, even if it's worth a dollar and you sold it for $1,000, there's no omna. Because e, no other karka is fundamentally. Or it's that Yosef Mishnah is still midin omna, but maybe there's a point where then you really do hit actual Mekach Tavs. So according to Minhag Tam, there are really three levels, right? There's Pachas Mishta, or four. There's Pachas Mishta, which is Mechil, right? Which is either not Ona at all, or Mechil. Then you have Shtus, which is Machzir Ona, and you pay back the extra money. There's Yosef Mishta, where the din is that it's Batel Midin Ona, and then there's double, where it's a Mekach Tavs already. Right? And that's not Midin Ona, that's already a separate din. Okay, yeah. Rachel, you had a kasha. Or Sheila.
Yeah, back when we were making the comment that the riff was saying, oh, it's real estate, so therefore you can't really evaluate value. My question in that is that I have vague memories of an erech in us evaluating land with like specific things, and it had to do with how fertile it was, could be location was factored in. Maybe yeah, people remembers more. But
an erech in actually, yeah. I'm pretty sure we also have a both for people, there are, both for people and I think also for karka, for steachuza, there's like right. This sort of standardized like way of giving an erech to it, right? And I think actually, Goofy, that's a good support for what I'm saying, which is there's always like, oh, you can evaluate them as an eved bashuk, right? But at the end of the day, a person's value isn't how much they can be sold for as an eved bashuk. That's a way to like put a dollar sign on certain things, right? But it's not really their value,
right? But I mean,
fact that we have an erech, the Torah says, "Oh, here's like an erech. Here's a symbolic value that we use by people, is because right x number of shekel for this type of person, that person, that other person." Is a way of saying really these people's value is inestimable, right? Here's a symbolic value to like give to the Beis HaMikdash, right? But that's not really the value of the person, right? In some ways, that's also true about the karka, about your steachuza, right? The value isn't really how much you could get out of it, right? If you bought a field X number of years before Yovel, right? So you'd be able to use it to plant X amount of wheat, and you would be able to get X amount of money out of it. So like you can also say like, oh, well, I should at least pay how much money I'd be able to get out of it, right? But that's an evaluation of how much money you can get out of it, not what it's really worth, right?
I mean, you could say here, so it's a different thing for Erechin. It wouldn't necessarily apply Erechin here.
Right.
Even though it seems like... perfect.
Right. Content. And then the very fact that we have some kind of an erechin of like, oh, there's like something's market value and something's erech, right? And those are two different things, right? You have things which are this is something's value and this is something's market value. And they're different, right? Someone could be like really old or whatever or like really unhealthy and his market value is really low, but his erech remains the same because it has nothing to do with right how much they can work.
And then my next question had to do with, what was it? Oh, if you had something that was like karka, like maybe a Staros? Precious stone.
Karka.
Staros? Oh, is that like karka?
I've other Staros and karka, it's in Mahamona.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Hey, but, okay, so something else that would fit that category.
Right.
Of something that's so invaluable or it's the value is volatile.
So
would you also apply that?
Well, if you want to say like this idea of like it's hard to value throw in a hamam, yeah, very possibly. The other way to look at it, right, if you want to take a more Rambam approach, is to say, no, so this is an objective statement that like things like Avadim, Shtaros, and Karkal just don't have that kind of they're not really evaluated based on their market value because they're not really defined by their market value.
Okay, so it's only those three things.
Right.
And wouldn't be like a broader category.
A fancy diamond, right, that like is unique, right, that's like Shita Rabbi Yehuda, that like, well, it doesn't you know, it's very valuable to this person, that doesn't necessarily say that it's not defined by its market value, right? Let's say, I'll give you a different example of something whose actual value does exist, right, but is not defined by its market value, is Kalim of Abala Bias. Right, someone's a personal item that they're nostalgic about, right? That they have like a, you know, a personal like connection to, like that counts as that, you know, those, like, they're not on the market, right? So even though, so like they're not really defined by their market value, because they're not, it's not really worth what it's worth on the market, it's worth what's worth this person. Right? And then we also say, one option was because, oh, if he's not going to get a lot of money for it, he just would never agree to sell it. Right? But the other option was, yeah, because they're just not on the market. So they're not defined by, they're not market goods. So they're not defined by their market value. Right? They're just saying a more fundamental statement that they're never really market goods. Right? They're never really defined.
Right. Those three things, though, because yeah. I guess
for the Rem, right, definitely. If you the more you want to say it's fundamental, the more it would be limited to those three things. Nah. If you think it's more, it's like a little more like practical, it's conceivable that you could expand beyond those.
Right. Like I was just, I mean, I don't know. I'm not really sure how we can apply this, but when you're buying shares in a company, and those things change in value all the time.
They change in value, but they have a very clear value. Right.
Okay. So that's them changing the value. It's not like it's overinflated. Okay.
Right. I mean, you can go on the stock market.
And you never know. Maybe like tomorrow something will crash and it sort of was inflated.
Or maybe it'll go up. But right now it has a market value.
Okay.
Right. I would say Cooper, that's a great example of something that has, that's actually defined by its market value. It has market value. Right. I could buy it now, I could sell it now. And that's what it is. It could be, it could get me a lot of money. It could totally crash. I don't know, right? But its value is whatever its value is on the market. It's a market commodity, essentially, right? That's what we've done with companies. We've turned them into more shares into just another commodity, right? The question is whether that's a good thing or not. You know, it's a very fascinating question, both economically and, you know, like, I think morally also a little bit, like, is that a good way to like look at, you know, the world and commerce as like everything's just a commodity? At some point, it doesn't matter what you're doing, right? It doesn't matter what you're involved in, it doesn't matter how you go about it, kind of just, it's all just a commodity. So it's all just based on its dollar value. Which is kind of also like, right, how businesses now are like ethical, but they're not actually. Right, but they know, like, now consumers care, so like they know it affects their bottom line. So it's just like commercial. I don't know.
Wait, what does that have to do with commodities?
Because we've turned companies and ownership of companies into a commodity.
Oh, then it matters what the public opinion is.
Yeah, but it's not just a thing. Like it defines everything in terms of its dollar price. I mean, you could boil everything down. We've made it so that everything is defined by its market value, right? And by doing so, it means that everything is just defined by its market value. So,
right,
and that's just, you know, just being applied across the board. So, and sometimes it's helpful because, like, you can then be like, "Ha! You see, if you're moral, it like will make you make more money." But at the end of the day, we're not saying that you should be moral. We're just saying that you should make more money, right? And we could just put a dollar value on morality. Anyway, I think it's a conundrum of, like, as much as like, oh, free markets are good, turning everything into a commodity also says that everything is just a question of dollars and cents. And you can boil down issues that should not be into that. Okay, let's just try.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, sure.
On the shares that idea, it in and of its, at the beginning, were we talking about how a product might have an innate value that's not necessarily dependent on the market? So for a share, that innate value is kind of difficult to determine, but it only has market value. So right. I guess, like, halakhically speaking, do we always need an innate value? Is my question.
No, I don't think so. I think either of them. I mean, I think passions is that we go through, everything goes by market value and no, not at least.
Okay. Right?
The question, one of our questions earlier was like, let's say something, you know, its market value is very depressed, but you know, it really should have some sort of like innate value, right? Mm-hmm. It's just like happens to be at this place and this time. It just, you know, there's like no demand, but like really it has more innate value. And the question is like, can you even say that? That was just part of our discussion. Okay, so let's try to chash like one tiny bit about mitzvah mekach behektish, where the Gemara says, okay, well, what about, if that's about karka, you know, what about hektish, right? If you do, you, are you going to say that there's going to be bitul mekach also by hektish, right? Now there, the interesting question is like, who's the, right? Who's the, why wouldn't there not be by hektish? Or why would there be by hektish? So he says, id the hektish is kachashav le mekach tos, afagav de leka tos, klap ishmaya, right? Afagav de leka tos, bitul mekach, koshkin the gabe chavr. If you think, want to say that there's, it's mekach tos, it's still a chiddush to say that there's a mekach tos by hektish, because, right, God always knows. God knows that you're cheating him or trying to, right, under, try to be podet for less than the actual value. So you can't really say that it's a toast, the gamer, they didn't know. On the other hand, like the gizbar, the guy who's in charge, the secretary in the Beis Mikdash, right, didn't know, right? Madamar karkos, you say, oh, a head yotam minanta, daite the hachi lo akni. But how can you say that by hektish, right? Then the Gemara says, oh, Mar Islay Dishmuel, Lisle Dishmuel, says when it comes to hektish, lav derech mekachu. The gabe mekach lav midihu. Gabe chilul nami lav midi avad. It says, once it's yeser mishtos, right, it's just, that's just not derech mekach. Okay, what's interesting is like he's saying, like, it's just a begam in etzem, the interaction. Right, it's not even a question of a daita de hachi lo akni, right? Like you didn't sell with this kavana, which isn't necessarily true by hektish, because right, it's not about that kavana. It's lav derech mekachu, kibud gabi mekach lav midehu, gabi chilul nami lav midia. Even though by hektish we're talking about chilul, and by ona we're talking about a sale. The fact that you'd have that this is a lav derech mekach, that like this just isn't a way to do a sale, right? Shows that it's not just that it's a mekach tos and it wasn't das, right? It just sort of kind of shows like the whole interaction, right, is a farce once it's more than a shtus off. And I think what that reflects is this idea that we're kind of making it, or we were making it a minute ago about why is it mekach tos? Because the guy's das, right, doesn't really fit, right? Or at least that's a more partial way to look at it. The other way to look at it is like, no, just not derech mekach, right? This idea of a value and the fact that there's you're getting compensation for the value that you're paying for, right? You pay X amount, right? You need to get fair value for that. That's the process of a sale, right? Is the swap of goods for fair value. So if the goods aren't worth the fair value, or the fair value is not worth the goods, that's just not a sale, right? And that's not about das anymore, right? It's a mekach tos, but not because it's a tos and it's a mistake, right? It's a mekach tos because it's not a mekach, right? It basically says that a sale isn't an agreement between two people to swap two things, right? It's the transfer of goods for fair value. And if there's no fair value, there's no sale. Which, by the way, we're like work nicely with all these like fair trade, this idea of like, you know, in general, like fair trade and whatnot. Like, yeah, like you really need to make sure that you're paying fair value for your goods. Cause like technically, like, okay, the people who you're buying it from, or the big companies buying it from in Africa, or, you know, in South America, know exactly what they're being paid, right? They're not being deceived. Right, but if you think that like fundamental to mekach is that you're giving fair value for the goods, so then it actually like is a ona or a gezel, you know, if you don't do that, and if that's true, once that's true, so then also by pidyon hektish, right, it just might not work, right, because pidyon hektish is all about the idea of like transferring the kedusha, right, from the goods onto its fair value, right? And then when the Gemara says, oh, well, maybe it would work anyway, is because of Shmuel's other idea that, like, you, with that, you could, in Hekdesh, you could be podet from a lot of value onto, like, a smaller, onto smaller coins, even though it doesn't have the same value, right? And that's, like, a separate idea by Hekdesh. But essentially, it turns this question of Onah by Mekach u'Memkar into one of the nature of Mekach u'Memkar might demand, right, fair value for the goods. Right? I think that's, like, a huge, like, a really important idea. I think that also works nice with, like, the idea of, like, certain ideas in Kinyanim that, you know, like, Kinyan, like, Kesef and stuff like that, like, the transfer of ownership is, like, just part of that process. Okay. Right? And this is, like, a third idea, essentially, that is distinct from Mekach Taos and Das and, like, Ona. There's Ona. There's, like, a Taos. And then there's, like, Eno Derech Mekach Umemka. Right? Okay. Fine. We'll stop here. Yeah, we'll just stop here. Okay. Good, because I don't want to go way too overboard. Too over time is getting a